Imagine sitting across from someone who's lying to your face. Their words sound convincing, but something feels off. That uncomfortable intuition is your brain detecting subtle inconsistencies, and with the right knowledge, you can transform this vague feeling into concrete awareness. Former CIA officers Philip Houston, Michael Floyd, and Susan Carnicero have spent decades interrogating spies, terrorists, and criminals where lives literally depended on separating truth from fiction. Their methodology isn't about becoming a human lie detector, but rather learning to spot specific behaviors that signal potential deception. We're naturally terrible at detecting lies. Most of us operate with a truth bias, assuming others are honest, despite research showing the average person tells at least 10 lies daily. We're further hampered by cultural myths about deception, liars can't look you in the eye, and cognitive biases that lead us to trust people we like. The solution? Stop trying to detect truthfulness and focus exclusively on deception. This counterintuitive approach cuts through our psychological barriers and reveals what's happening right before our eyes. When accused, truthful people convey facts that directly address allegations, while deceptive people try to convince you of their character or credibility. Take Ronald, suspected of theft. Rather than addressing the allegations, he immediately pointed to Bibles in his car trunk, attempting to convince rather than convey. This distinction forms the foundation of effective deception detection. By focusing exclusively on deceptive indicators and ignoring truthful behavior, which can be easily faked, we simplify the process. Two crucial guidelines apply: timing and clusters. Deceptive behaviors typically emerge within 5 seconds of a challenging question. This narrow window reveals genuine reactions before conscious control takes over. Look for at least 2 deceptive indicators forming a cluster before considering potential deception. This approach doesn't determine absolute truth. It identifies behaviors warranting further investigation. You're becoming a deception detector, not a lie detector. When people lie, their language changes predictably. The most fundamental indicator is failing to answer the question. When Dick Cheney was asked if he told Senator Leahy to go fuck himself, he responded, "That's not the kind of language I usually use," never actually denying it. Verbal red flags include repeating questions to buy time, making non-answer statements like, "That's a good question," offering overly specific answers, inappropriate politeness, and feigning confusion. Bill Clinton's "depends on what the meaning of is" shows how deceptive people shrink question scope to create wiggle room. Subtler cues include referral statements, as I said earlier, invoking religion, "I swear to God," selective memory, "not that I recall," and qualifiers that either exclude information, basically, or attempt to enhance credibility, frankly. Most telling are convincing statements, assertions designed to persuade rather than inform, like, "I would never do that." These often mask deception, as with Oscar, who initially responded to child molestation allegations with convincing statements before eventually confessing to hundreds of victims. Have you ever noticed how some people become disproportionately angry when questioned? This wrath of the liar is one of deception's most reliable indicators. When desperate, people often lash out through verbal aggression, physical intimidation, deflection through humor, or claiming victimization. Jeffrey Skilling, former Enron CEO, exemplified this pattern during his downfall. As fraud evidence mounted, he escalated from calling investigations a witch hunt to berating questioning analysts to famously calling an investor an asshole during a conference call. His increasing aggression paralleled the growing evidence against him, leading to his conviction. Similarly, Christine O'Donnell's interview with Piers Morgan showcased escalating attack behaviors. She progressed from subtle interruptions to direct accusations about Morgan's professionalism, questioned his motives, attempted to reframe the interview as a character attack, and ultimately walked out, each escalation occurring when questions threatened to expose inconsistencies. Genuine indignation typically presents differently from deceptive behavior, with truthful individuals remaining focused on facts rather than launching personal attacks or displaying theatrical outrage. As Sigmund Freud observed, no one can truly keep a secret. Even when lips are silent, betrayal emerges through nonverbal channels. Consider Norvin, a Fortune 500 executive who, when questioned about an undisclosed foreign girlfriend, removed his shoes and curled into a fetal position. Our bodies betray us through involuntary responses triggered by the fight-or-flight reaction accompanying deception. Key nonverbal indicators include meaningful hesitations, disconnects between verbal and nonverbal behaviors like nodding while saying no, covering the mouth or eyes, throat clearing, hand-to-face activity, anchor point movement, shifting feet or repositioning, and grooming gestures. These behaviors are valuable because they're largely unconscious and difficult to control. Even practiced liars who manage their words often leak deception through physical channels, which is why investigators often prefer interviewing subjects in wheeled chairs that amplify revealing movements. Beware of misconceptions, though. Eye contact varies individually and culturally. Americans often associate poor eye contact with dishonesty, while many Asian cultures consider direct eye contact disrespectful. Similarly, closed posture, nervous tension, and blushing might indicate anxiety, but not necessarily deception. Success in detecting deception hinges on asking the right questions. Effective questioning requires clear stimuli that elicit meaningful behavioral responses. Keep questions short to limit deception preparation time, use simple language, and ensure questions have singular meanings. Presumptive and bait questions prove especially powerful. When a nurse suspected of drug theft was asked, "Of all the missing drugs, how many did you take?" delivered matter-of-factly, she immediately confessed. The question presumed guilt while offering a face-saving admission path. What else may be the most valuable phrase in information gathering, signaling that selective disclosure will be difficult? Follow-up questions are essential and include evaluation questions that test shared information. Why do you say that? Exploration questions that gather additional details. Tell me more. And clarification questions that ensure understanding. Avoid common pitfalls. Negative questions that telegraph desired responses, compound questions that obscure which part triggers deception, and vague questions that permit evasion. These errors give deceptive people easy escape routes, undermining the entire process. Once you understand deception detection, you can't switch it off. The authors share how their skills have affected their families. From Phil's teenage son warning friends against answering seemingly innocent questions, to Susan's daughter immediately identifying her brother's deception when he denied cutting the dog's whiskers, invoking religion, overly specific, convincing statements. This awareness can be uncomfortable. Their colleague, Richard, sensed bad news during a post-surgery appointment from the nurses and doctor's behaviors. Notably, the doctor invited him to sit down and asked about his healing rather than leading with good news. Richard was indeed diagnosed with cancer. Yet knowing the truth, however unpleasant, is almost always in our best interest. The ability to detect deception isn't about becoming cynical. It's about removing filters that prevent us from seeing what's already there. In a world where deception has become normalized, this skill offers something invaluable: clarity. By recognizing subtle signals of deception, we can make better decisions, form more authentic relationships, and navigate life with greater confidence.